This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
B. Mitchell Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. If you missed any of our interview with Antonio Coleman of the U.S. National Flag Football Team, I thought it was informative and interesting.
Yes.
If you missed any of our interview with Chris Russell, I thought he was unhinged and a lunatic. Check them both out. Does it sound fair, B?
Yeah.
And right now, though,
it was educational.
Yeah. Rooster was a dark hallway into the mind of a madman. Let's do this. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Phone lines are open. let's start with Smitty in Burtonsville. Smitty, ask B something.
What's going on, B. Mitch? How we doing this fine Friday?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, good, good. I'm doing great. What's your favorite Memorial Day food? Be it a hot dog, burger, steak,
ribs,
jambalaya, whatever.
Ribs.
Oh, I think man, it's
going to probably be some boiled crabs this time, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow, that sounds great. Can I ask you one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
I recently purchased season tickets to the Commanders this year. Would that be a good investment for me?
I think it will be.
I certainly hope so. I'm looking for a great, great season. Thank you very much, Brother Mitch, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, brother. Take care of yourself.
Congrats on the tickets, Smitty. That's awesome. Our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe, fire away, buddy.
What up, Jupe?
JP, B, Mitch, how y'all fellas doing?
We good, brother. What's happening?
Chilling, dude.
That's good. Hey, so some context to my question, B. Mitch. My daughter, my oldest, just graduated high school yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, this one, of course, once all my kids graduate, it's all special. But this one is more special because I've been raising her on my own since she was a baby until I got with my now wife. So my question to you, B. Mitch, as a father, how did it feel for you to see your firstborn walk across that stage?
Oh, man. It was absolutely outstanding. You know, my son went across, then my daughter came right behind him, and then now all four of them are out. So, I mean, listen, and I think I got even – sometimes you don't think you have enough to be able to be excited at the end. Yeah, I was as excited when Aaliyah walked across as I was when Willie walked across.
Mm-hmm. I mean
– And the girls, bro, when you see your girls – You know, when the girls walk across stage, don't mean that they finna come in your pocket a little bit more. And even when they get a job, they still come in your pocket, dog.
Right.
You know that.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I appreciate y'all.
All right, bro, you too, man.
B, is it different, better when you watch them walk in college versus high school?
Yeah. Because college is high school normally if you kids go to a public school, you didn't put a lot in, but you still saw them growing a little bit. And it's like something they feel they got to do. When they go to college, they're there. They have to get up on their own and do all that stuff. And I think that's a big accomplishment. So I was more ecstatic when they went there, yeah.
And it means you're done paying for it.
Yeah. I think the excitement is more about I'm done than it is about they graduate, to be honest with you.
Let's get weird. Let's go to Commander Tequila. Commander, fire away, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, man.
All right, hey, B-Mitch, I got a football scenario for you, all right?
All right.
You're going to be the quarterback, all right? I got Jeff Walker as a defense coach. So he got his squad, and he knows his players, all right?
All right.
He got Lattimore on the left side. Then he got his other CB, whoever he wants to choose, all right?
All right.
You got the last year's offense players, and you got Debo to the left,
all right,
the wide receiver. Then you have, let's say, Ben for tight end, and you have B-Rob, all right? It's 4th and 9.
All right.
All right? 4th and 9. 20 seconds left, and you're at the 19-yard line. You're down by 3. You got to win the game. Jeff got to hold them to win the game. You got maybe 2 plays. What would be your first play?
First play, I'm going to have Terry go to the end zone, and I'm throwing it to the back of the end zone. I'm also have Debo coming across just in case. I'm throwing it to the back of the end zone. Terry catches the ball, point blank.
All right.
Bang. Jeff can't stop it.
Jeff can't stop it.
Is Jeff the coach or Jeff on the team? Because whoever Jeff checking, I'm throwing
Jeff
it to.
He's the defense coach.
He the defensive coach? Hell, I'm having everybody open. It's easy. I run the ball in. Jeff, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, all right.
Jeff catching strays.
Bad eggs.
Thank you, Commander.
C. Pleasant.
That's a game. That's not a real football.
Thank you, Commander.
Boy.
Jeff, why Commander Tequila have to drag you into this thing,
I
man?
I don't know. That's your fault. I would have respected if you like, yeah, you got Jeff at cornerback on the other side of Lattimore, even though it ultimately ends in me getting cooked.
Every time you bring him on, he going to talk about
as
it.
As the coach? I don't know if that's disrespectful or not.
I think it's – yeah, it is.
I don't know if it is. I don't know what it is. You know, it's like talking to Chris Russell. Commander Tequila is a wild ride. You never know where this thing's going to go. Let's go to Eric in Falls Church. What's up, Eric?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Hey, love the show, guys.
I have one compliment and one question. All right.
That Coleman Power Sports commercial I just heard, that weekend sale is legit. It's fun to go hang out there. So I live like a mile from there in Falls Church. It's fun as – so. That's my compliment. Good ad.
All right.
My question is, so, B. Mitch.
Yep.
When I was a teenager at church, I was really good at getting out of the chapel. Like, I could go through people who were standing in the aisles, and you would go through people as you returned the ball on kicks and punts.
Uh-huh.
So, I always thought, man, did I miss my calling? I've gone to the NFL. Do my skills translate at all, or am I just an idiot?
I'm not going to call you an idiot, but in church, they probably respectful. They let you by. And on the football field, they're not going to be respectful. They let you by. They're going to try to take your head off.
Be nicer than my church.
But you know what? I think you should go out there and give it a try.
Yeah, man.
And call us back and let us know what happened.
Thank you, Eric. It is Ask Be Mitch Anything on the Fan Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it was anything.
we've gotten some anythings today.
Oh, anything.
Let's go to Jim on line 3. What up, Jim?
What a day. Be Mitch Finley, Aquarium Boys.
What's up, bro?
How y'all doing today?
We good, man.
All right. Well, this is a question to Be Mitch, but JP can chime in too. So I feel like earlier this offseason, we were hearing a lot of uniform talk. You know, I guess after the draft, that sort of died down. But somewhere along the line, I heard John Kime say that there's supposed to be throwbacks coming this year. Do you have any insight into, like, an announcement that may be coming? Because as soon as those drop, I'm copping them, you know?
Oh, I don't know about that. You got to ask JP about that. You know, I could care less about uniforms. I just want whatever they put in it, whatever they put on, winning it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the NFL, so one thing that has definitely happened, and it's kind of like this unfortunate sideshow with the Commanders because of the name change and the logo change and all this stuff. Anytime there's like a hint of possibility of going back, people get really fired up. The only policy that was changed, and this is an NFL policy, all right? This is the whole league.
Mm-hmm.
NFL teams are now allowed to wear their throwback or alternate uniforms 4 times a year.
Okay.
It used to be they were only allowed to wear them 3 times a year. Now, I think people have kind of run with that.
And they're going to put on the old uniform with the old logo?
Well, it is worth pointing out, like, they already have an alternate uniform in the blacks.
Yeah.
And they have an alternate helmet in the black helmet.
Yeah.
So, like, that is already approved. Like, that's already happened.
So they can wear that one more game, basically.
Yes. Now they changed it so you could wear the alternate helmet with the regular uniforms. So technically they could wear the black helmet with the burgundies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What is really the only real thing to wonder where it could go is the NFL is now allowing a third helmet. So they obviously have the helmet we all know with the W on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the black helmet. If they introduce a third helmet, what could that be? I don't know. And I don't know that they're going to. And I think too many people get caught up in that, oh, they're allowing throwbacks. They've already allowed those. Like, and teams pick if they want to do a throwback or they want to do an alternate.
Mm-hmm.
And different teams do different stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Now, they've already picked the black uniforms are their alternate uniform.
Okay.
So, I think people take a little bit of news and run with it, and we've heard, I mean, ownership has talked about how they love the old uniforms, right? Like, that's not a secret. And the old uniforms, the traditional burgundy and gold that we grew up with the burgundies and then the white jerseys and just, like, the color stripes on the sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
It's entirely possible those come back. But as far as, like, when is it happening, where is the news, I don't know that news was ever promised or even teased.
Yeah.
I think people just ran with it based on the little bit of information the NFL provided. I don't even know that they're going to introduce a third helmet. Like, we'll see. But honestly, just as the calendar goes, I mean, it's late May. They've got a couple weeks of OTAs, then mini camp is mid-June, then they're off until late July for training camp. If they were to introduce that, maybe it could happen during that break. But that break is really when NFL teams kind of the only real downtime front offices everybody gets. So, in short, I don't know. The actual news is the NFL is allowing people
short
to wear the...
Yo, he just called that explanation short. Is he tripping?
I think it's worth telling the actual news rather than what people are running with on Instagram.
Man, look, I don't know when that's coming out. Boom. That's all you got to say. You just gave us a whole damn thesis for that.
Gerald is in Akakeek.
What up, Gerald?
Hey, you guys.
How you doing, man?
Out two-parter for B. Mitch. B. Mitch, have you ever been approached by anybody from the Washington team about a position within the organization? Now, if you have, why didn't you accept it? Or if you were approached, would you accept a position within the
football I haven't, team? And yes, I would.
Okay, because with your knowledge, man, I think you'll be a great, you know, person for within the organization.
I appreciate it.
Okay, man. Take
Thanks,
care.
Gerald. Right,
you know, JP, that thing they hired me and put me in the analytics department.
You'd be perfect. You're a numbers guy. You're an engineer.
Yeah, I know numbers. I know how to use other stuff to help them out.
Last one. Mike is in Germantown. What up, Mikey?
What's up? How y'all doing today?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. I got a two-part question. First part is, I know you got some, obviously you got kids, so I want to know what at what age did they start coming to your football games? And right now I got an almost 6 month old, and I got two older kids. They ain't really, they're girls. They ain't really worried about football right now, but I want to get the 6 month old into football. So I want to know at what age should I start bringing her to the game so I can get her on the burgundy and gold train?
I mean, I'm not taking an infant to a game. That's just me. And we didn't take ours when they were younger, but when they hit about, when they start hitting about 2-3 years old, yep, Bria was at all. My oldest daughter, man, she was at the game telling everybody how to act. She was running the whole suite. If she was happy to get in the limo to go to the game. So she was there early. Aaliyah and Maya, they might have, they took, I was retired after Aaliyah was born. But Maya didn't come to games until she started coming up there to Philly. And she had to be 3 or 4.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about 2 or 3, so that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, when you, any time that, I mean, listen, man, little kids absorb stuff a lot quicker than older kids. So if you get her around it early, she'll pick it up. And doing it with dad, doing it with you, she'll love it. Like my neighbor who just passed away, he and his daughter would go to almost every game together. You know, and Grace is now 25, and she says she's going to keep going to the games. So he got her into it.
Nice. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, man. Cool.
Take care, man.
I like that question.
That was a good one.
That's good stuff.
I know, having two little girls, I used to bring them to a preseason game every year, and that was the perfect speed because you could leave at halftime.
Yep.
But now, in the Jaden Daniels era, my girls are all in on the Commanders.
They are all in. And the thing about it, people think like little girls don't want to be around football. Hell, they love it just like anybody else.
Completely.
Yeah. My girls are all in sports.
Yep. That's as it should be, B.
Yeah.
No better area in the country, hell, in the world, for high school basketball. Summer League is heating up. Our guy Mark Stern with Capital Hoops joins us next for DeMathis Summer League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Conversation. 1067 the fan. One there is no better basketball in the country and in the world than the DMV. And in the summer, I've gone probably like every year since. I don't know. I go every summer. I love it. Summer League hoops. I know it used to be at DeMatha. Our guy Mark Stern runs Capital Hoops and it runs the Summer League, basically. Mark, what's up, dude? How you doing?
What's up, fellas? Doing well, doing well.
Get us up to speed on Summer League. I know you guys are off and running. I follow you guys on Instagram. That's how I get all my high school hoops content. Where are we at in Summer League? Is it still at DeMatha?
So we have two locations. DeMatha is one of them. Annapolis Area Christian School in Severn, Maryland is our second location. I started running the Summer League in 2018. There was already an existing Summer League prior to that at DeMatha that the former coach Mike Jones ran, and he kind of handed me the reins in 2018 to make my own kind of variations and version of it. Yeah, I guess this is year 7 minus 1 year of COVID, and we're up to 56 teams this year. Biggest summer league in the country. We started last Sunday, so we're about a week deep right now, and it's booming in there, man. It's booming every night. We've got 8 games, two games going on simultaneously, and you know, a lot of hoops in there, a lot of fanfare in there. It's been a great summer thus far, and we're just getting started.
Who are the studs, dude? There's always studs. Who are they, and how do I get them to University of Maryland to play for Buzz Williams?
So one of the biggest games of the Summer League is tonight, and it's between DeMatha and Bullis. Both of those teams have tremendous studs. DeMatha is always loaded. Their backcourt's really good, but they've been a little injured and haven't played yet this summer. Perhaps tonight will be the night they make their debuts. Bullis has a kid, Xavier Skipworth, who's a sophomore, who will be definitely the type of kid that Maryland will be going after in a year or so if they aren't already. Team called Clinton Grace from Clinton, Maryland and PG. They are loaded. A kid named Jalon Lyons. He went off as Clinton Grace beat DeMatha a couple nights ago. He's got Power 5 offers. He's a rising junior, so he's got a couple of years left too. He's definitely one of the, you know, on a short list of top players in Summer League as well.
What's his name? I love looking at highlights of basketball players.
Jalon Lyons, Lyons.
Yeah, Lyons, like a Leo. Yeah.
I like
sure.
it.
You want to guess?
How much time?
Want to guess what my sign is?
How much time do these kids put in? It's got to be so much.
Just to like the craft of basketball?
Yeah, dude.
They're doing this all the time,
bro. It's insane. I mean, it's it's ridiculous. We used to play, well, you know, 2-3 sports growing up. Now, most of these kids are only playing one, and it's like...
And they play more than we did in the 2 or 3 sports.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like 345 days a year. I mean, it's a little nauseating, to be honest, but you got to respect the grind, man. You want to get ahead, this is what you got to do, because the next guy, you know, there's plenty of guys putting in the work necessary to get to the next level. Mm.
Do you guys stream it, or is the way to watch to come to DeMatha or to Annapolis to watch the games?
So for the first year ever, we are streaming all games this year, all games at DeMatha this year. So that's been a very difficult process to figure out how these damn cameras work and making sure they're online and the Wi-Fi at DeMatha is on point so the stream doesn't go out. But it's little learning curve, but I think we're honed in, and the streaming part's going
where do
well.
Where do we find it?
So every day we tweet out the links to each court. So we have two courts going on simultaneously, and on our Twitter, it should be the pinned tweet each day are the live links.
All right.
Because they change day to day, so we can't just put one link up there for the whole summer.
Oh, that's kind of similar. I mean, even the stream we do for the show, it's a different link every day. You know how, like, White mm-hmm. Brian has to send us the different link,
yeah,
B?
Yeah.
Dude, so this is not directly Summer League related, I don't think. But I'm sure Gonzaga's in one of your leagues, right? Or a team from Gonzaga. The major moves at the Gonzaga program, and obviously DeMatha and Paul VI has kind of become this powerhouse now, and that WCAC league is so good, and all those kids should be going to Maryland, just if they're listening. The Gonzaga coach, B, did you know this? The Gonzaga coach left to take the, is it Monteverde? How do you say that school down in Florida?
Mount Verde.
Tell it, what's the story there? Because isn't Mount Verde where, like, Cooper Flagg and Derek Queen were teammates? I mean, that's got to be wild down there.
I mean, Mount Verde is unquestionably the best high school program in the country going back the last, I don't know, 7 to 10 years. They've won, I don't know, half the national championships over the past decade, something like that. And like you said, they're just littered with professionals and high-level Power 5 kids. So Mount Verde's coach, Kevin Boyle, left 3 months ago maybe and took a job at a school in Ohio called Spire Academy, most known for where LaMelo Ball went for a year. And his departure opened up a spot at Mount Verde, which is, you know, depending on who you ask, maybe the most coveted high school job in the country. So Mount Verde had a pretty big search. I believe there were, you know, a handful of names of DMV coaches who were in the conversation for that job. And they ended up hiring an amazing candidate in Steve Turner, who's been the coach at Gonzaga for the past, you know, 2 decades. And obviously there's a domino effect. Every time you hire someone from another school, a new opening opens up. So now the Gonzaga job is opened up, which is, you know, one of the top, maybe the top three for sure, DMV jobs around. And they hired their guy 3 days ago.
Yeah, JP, Keith, you should have went
Keith,
for that.
Keith Ergo. I don't know if you remember the Ergos, JP, from when we were growing up, but they were kind of around our age. And Keith has been the head coach at Fordham for the last couple of years. So last year he was the head coach at Fordham, and this year he's the head coach at Gonzaga.
Wow.
And I think I heard somebody say that was probably a step up. I'm serious.
That's crazy. Who's the best high school player in the DMV right now? Wasn't there a kid from out west in Virginia that was like came out of nowhere and was a huge star last season, right?
Nate Ament, maybe you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to Tennessee. The best player right now in the DMV, hands down, is a kid from Paul VI, Jordan Smith.
Yep.
He'll be, he's hands down. He's a Team USA kid. I don't know what his, like, ranking is nationally right now, but I'm sure he's top 10 or 15 in the country. The most athletic high school basketball player I have ever seen going back 30
really?
Years.
He hangs with Sammy's son, JP.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yep.
Athletic wow. freak, and his skill is like, as a freshman and sophomore, he was like kind of only an athlete. Tons of dunks, amazing defender, really big hands. But last year, he took the next step, and he is like can do everything. Played a lot of point guard last year, mid range jump shot, incredible. I mean, he is like poised to be, you know, to have a long NBA career at this point.
Wow.
Will he go to University of Maryland?
No.
Why you got to do it like that, Stern?
Dumb questions, dumb answers, baby.
That's messed up. But, dude, so what do you think for Maryland? Because so people understand the way this, the world works. Like, Mark is so deep in DMV high school basketball that he knows all the college coaches too. You had the one event where every college coach comes, right?
So that, yeah, that's coming up in about 3 weeks at DeMatha. The event's called DMV Live, and it's part of the June Scholastic events where college coaches are allowed to come actively recruit players in their high school uniforms, which is only about 5 years old. In the past, in the summertime, live period recruiting was specifically AAU.
Yep.
But they took away a couple of AAU events in 2019 and gave them to June Scholastic operators. So at DeMatha, the last two weekends of June this year, we will have anywhere from, I would guess, 210 to 280 Division I coaches in the gym each of those two weekends, and it'll be nuts in there. We got teams from Florida coming up, North Carolina, Philly, Ohio. It'll be bananas in there. If you come, you should take an Uber because the parking situation won't be good for you.
Wow. All right, I'll take an Uber. But what do you think of Buzz in College Park? Like, is he? I mean, it seems like he's done quite well in the portal, and they got that five-star kid.
What's the buzz on Buzz?
Yeah, what's the buzz on Buzz?
I think the buzz on Buzz is great. I think the only minor knock is that they don't really have any DMV guys as a part of their staff who, like, know the ecosystem in the DMV, know the right AAU coaches, know, you know, the kind of people in power. But they've done a really good job at kind of reaching out and trying to make, you know, relationships early. I mean, I've gotten calls from all of Maryland's assistant coaches over the past 3 weeks introducing themselves, you know, asking if we can go to lunch at some point. So, you know, and the last couple staffs at Maryland, I mean, I've known some of those guys, but that hasn't really happened. So, you know, I think they're hitting the ground running and, like, trying to do the whole relationships thing. And, you know, now it's just, are they going to get in the gym and are they going to have the money? Obviously that's a huge component these days. And right. are they going to be able to, you know, get across the finish line?
Yep, got to compete.
Am I crazy? Shouldn't they just put Patsos on the staff?
Man, he would be a major asset from a
you know, coaching don't work like that sometimes. They don't want people that they don't necessarily know.
Yeah. I mean, that's
and
true.
Jimmy might be making too much damn money at Under Armour. Jimmy might just want to chill.
From a relationship standpoint, I mean, there's no one better than Jimmy Patsos.
There is nobody on earth like Jimmy Patsos, man.
Yeah, we know.
All right, Mark, we got to run, man. Capital Hoops, check on Twitter for all the links to watch the Summer League. I'll be watching, man. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, Mark.
You know what I've learned? Like, trying to find the best high school basketball players is kind of like hipsters are with their indie bands. Like, you just want to be first and be able to claim, oh, I saw that kid when he was 16 doing windmill dunks in the local gym. It's just kind of fun. What else is kind of fun is Memorial Day weekend. B. Mitch and I, our Memorial Day weekend starts in 17 minutes.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Gambler.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Unfortunately, pretty much my fault. We weren't able to do our annual college lacrosse preview, so we're going to do it right now.
What?
Final Four, men's lacrosse. B, you ready?
Call it.
Cornell, Maryland, Penn State, and Syracuse.
All right.
Cornell's playing Penn State. Maryland's playing Syracuse. I got facts for you. The Terps have been in the Final Four 11 of the last 14 seasons.
Damn.
That's really good.
That's good.
Yeah. Cornell has the best player in the country, C.J. Kirst. He just became the NCAA's all-time leader in goals.
Wow.
That's wild.
That's big-time stuff.
Penn State has never won a national championship, and this is their third trip to the Final Four. I guess that's like a newer program.
I said knock them out real early. Man, everybody from Penn State mad at me now.
And then Syracuse is historically one of the most dominant teams, but Syracuse has been kind of bad for a while. Syracuse hasn't been to a Final Four since 2009.
Yeah.
So.
Which one? What's the people right up the street? Johns Hopkins? They normally up there too, right?
They certainly have been good. I don't know. I mean, Hopkins is good, Loyola's good, but like UVA and Carolina and Duke are usually good. I can't tell you.
I think what's her wife work up there at Johns Hopkins? She does basketball, though. Brian Colbert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know if you need medical care, Johns Hopkins is where you want
to
go.
That's where you want to go right there, bro.
It's also the alma mater, I believe, of Wes Moore. I think he went to Hopkins.
All right.
And there you have it. There is a – go Terps, by the way. There is some controversy surrounding this week's betting. White Brian claims he kept track of everything, and I'm the winner of the week. And Lanfield said it's fake news.
Well, you know, Lanfield only had two wins. So what is that? If he had two wins, if he had three wins, you beat him. And y'all, Landfield had supposed to have just one loss. How he was here and he just had three bets?
I think he bet on a baseball game that got rain delayed or rain canceled.
Oh, and he didn't change? That's his fault.
Yeah, that's on
Sorry, Landfield. That's on you, dog. You lost.
I think we should award JP a loss, too.
I won three games and I just came back and had a few little bets, man. Y'all suck.
Well, B also was due a loss that he just refused to accept.
Y'all gave it to me. It's 3-2, fool. What are you talking about?
No, you hit a parlay. That's how you got the 3.
I was 1-2 going into yesterday. What the hell are you talking about?
Can you bet on lacrosse? I'd like to bet on Maryland tomorrow against Syracuse.
No, can't.
That's my lock of the weekend.
All right, go for it. How much you putting on it and how much are we getting?
I don't know the answers to either of those questions.
Well, you can't bet on it then.
Let's take a quick look. The senior PGA is going on right now.
Who's winning?
Damn. Vijay shot 6-under yesterday?
Bro, them dudes,
no, he okay.
They're professionals, Jay.
That was fake news. Vijay shot 4. No, hold on. I'm updating this. Vijay's in first place currently. He shot a 70 yesterday. I assume they're playing that as a par 72. So he was 2-under yesterday, and he's 4-under today. So he's 6-under through 2 rounds. Mm. Vijay can ball, man.
A professional, man. What else do you expect?
How many majors did Vijay win? I know he won a Masters, right?
I think, yep. I remember that one.
Like, did he win a British or U.S. Open?
I don't remember those.
Stuart Sink, 4-under. Dick Bland, 3-under through 2. Angel Cabrera, recently, back in the world, 3-under. So go check that out if you're in Bethesda. Fun day, man. I hope everybody has
a happy and safe. Y'all be safe, man.
Yeah, man. And try to take a minute on Monday to remember why we all get the day off.
There you go. And you tell my two little friends I said what's up.
Will do, man. Will do. Thank you to Mark Maskey for joining us. Thank you to Antonio Coleman for joining us. Thank you to Mark Stern for joining us. And I suppose thank you to Chris Russell for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called. Grant and Danny coming your way next. I'm looking forward to hearing those guys. A lot of exciting stuff going on with the Nats, calling up some prospects. And I was reading Grant earlier saying the Nats are approaching a situation where they might have too many people in the outfield. Good problems to have. Listen to those guys break all that down. Have a great, safe, happy Memorial Day weekend. And if you made it this far, I owe you some baked beans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
dollars?
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.